Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, brand new Bang and I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's museum quality I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, all things Whoopi Goldberg, plus why the Jews are not intimidating, and can we please get a Jewish Kimbo Slice to help us with that? All that and more on a brand new banging, fully disruptive I Am Rapport Stereo podcast with my man, the Young Shooter, Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brother. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. It's the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Let's fucking go. Support for the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is being brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off free worldwide shipping with the code Rapaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 8 million pairs of balls. Thanks for Babbel for supporting the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. Babbel's 15-minute lessons in the perfect way to really learn a new language on the go. I am deep, deep in to trying to improve my Spanish now. One day I will feel comfortable enough, I'd say next month, breaking down some of my Espanol. When you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, and use the promo code CHAMP. Babbel.com, use the promo code CHAMP. I want to thank True Bill for supporting the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. From forgotten free trials to automatic renewals, True Bill is your secret weapon to save you money on subscriptions you do not need. Go right now to TrueBill.com/CHAMP. It could save you thousands a year. Nobody likes being billed. They try to sneak it past you all the time. Go to TrueBill.com/CHAMP. It could save you thousands a year. no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the White Chocolatito, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. Mr. 212. And you are now rocking with the very, very best. Welcome to the Iron Diggity Dome of Disruption, the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. And we're live from New York City. And I have the young shooter in Tsukasa.
Live from New York. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
And with the young shooter.
Yes.
In Tsukasa.
I'm with Mr. AKA himself.
Mr. AKA himself. This video, this podcast is being recorded. You could catch it on YouTube, my YouTube page. We are suited.
And booted.
Suited.
And booted.
Right.
That's so what I said before. No,
but you got to do it more than once. If I say suited, you say suited.
And booted.
But you missed the cue.
Suited and booted. Well, I'm really booted.
I'm booted. These are Timberland boots.
I know, but I have to say, I don't want to like name drop, but I am wearing Prada.
Them shits look like boats though, homie.
Okay, they're not boat shoes and they actually add a nice little heel.
I didn't say they're boat shoes. Them shits look like boats. Them shits look like you got a size 13, homie.
Okay, well, you don't know what size shoe I am. I might be a 13.
Okay.
But that doesn't look.
These are because it's snowing.
Right.
It snowed. It's dirty out. It's slushy out. Every corner you have to check. Make sure you don't fall. Make sure you don't step in it like a, you know.
I don't have to worry about that because my shoes have traction. There's a lot of rubber. Like, there's a lot.
What were you going to say? Those give you some height?
They give me some height. I love the cold. I'm excited to be in New York because it gives me an excuse.
Tell everybody what you're wearing.
Well, you could see. Well, I guess not everybody can see, but I am wearing some nice boots.
No.
What?
Not just the boots.
I was getting there. I'm wearing my Subi jeans, but I am wearing a trench coat, a scarf. I'm actually wearing long underwear too. I have long underwear, pants, and a shirt. You told me it was snowing. You said we were in a blizzard.
I told you it was snowing Saturday.
It's Wednesday.
I told you Saturday it was snowing. It's a week ago. So I said, yeah, it's snowing Saturday. It doesn't like keep snowing.
I thought it kept fucking going. I mean, I packed.
It isn't like once you start, it starts snowing, it just keeps on going. So I just want to tell you something right now because you're LA guy, an LA guy. Yeah. You're the only person in New York City right now who's wearing long underwear. It's like 39 degrees out.
I mean, literally.
39 degrees is literally at this point in the winter, like a beautiful day. There's kids playing basketball in the park. There's people jogging in shorts. Like,
that's not what you said, though. You called me two days ago.
I called you on Saturday.
You said, yo, during a blizzard. 5 degrees out. You better pack warm. You better pack warm.
I said, bring some warm clothes.
I got my gloves with me. I mean,
But even if you bring them, doesn't mean you have to wear them. You've been wearing gloves and long underwear since you got off the plane. Like, you can use your own discretion, like day to day. Like, okay, if it's snowing, if it's a blizzard, you switch it up, and if it's not, you just like you.
I keep like the cold. It gives me an excuse to wear this trench coat and puffy jackets and scarves. I can't do that in LA without looking like a crazy person.
No, I'm gonna tell you right now, though, we are trenched up,
yes,
head to toe, on some like I'm cashmere. I don't know what you're.
I'm Mr. Fleece. I think I'm like the king of fleece. Is this fleece?
Your trench coat is,
yeah,
fleece.
Is it fleece?
I don't know, but I'm cashmered up.
Are you going to take off the
I'm jacket? Taking off my jacket.
I don't want to take it off. I want to wear the scarf. And
I'm
the
taking
jacket.
Off my jacket because I wanted to do it like, you know, for the beginning of the show, but I'm not. I'm taking off my jacket. Please hold.
I want to keep it on.
Keep your jacket on.
And I think that this scarf doubles as like a neck concealer too, by the way. Like, that's also why I really like the scarf. It's this double chin is you're hiding everything. No one knows what's going
on. Scarves are good for covering
you're
up.
Taking off. You took off the trench coat, but you're. You're wearing the fucking stupid beanie. You're gonna wear. You're not gonna wear that the whole fucking show, right?
What's wrong with the? It's a new beanie. It's cashmere. It's gray.
That doesn't look good.
This
just as a friend, it doesn't. It's not a good look for you.
This hat doesn't look good.
You're doing way too much.
Barrel. Let me ask some. You think I look not good in this hat?
It's not that you don't look good. You don't look healthy. There's nothing. This guy. If I saw you on the street, I would be tempted to get my wallet out and go. Oh, I feel so bad for this guy. Maybe I have.
I just got this hat. It's thick.
It doesn't, just because you just got it doesn't make it a good hat. And you're wearing it so high on your head.
Because when I wear it low, it looks really bad.
Oh, that looks bad. But the other way doesn't look bad.
This looks really bad. So I thought like if I like did like a little
bit. Oh, yeah, that's
like
better.
Russian immigrant.
Oh, for sure. What
right?
a difference
Not
that makes.
Not bad. Russian immigrant look.
I would just lose the beanie for because you don't want to. I would just lose it for the show.
Eden, just so you know, the cough has been happening since I'm 13. I'm just letting you know.
This isn't a COVID thing.
Not a COVID thing. It's just a way of life for me.
Just because it's been happening since you were 13 doesn't mean people like it.
I don't think anybody should like it. I did, but I mean, I don't want to be like, what the fuck?
No, I get it.
What's happening here?
Yeah. This is a man who's falling apart in front of our very eyes.
I had to get that out. I'm phlegmed up, man. I don't know what, I went to the doctor, they got a CAT scan. There's inflammation. That's why they call me the inflamed Ashkenazi. Other than that, like, they're trying to figure, and my wife's swearing, she goes, I know you have the phlegm.
Yeah.
I've had the phlegm since I've known her. I've had the phlegm since I could remember. My wife is saying, I feel like you're barking at the world. Like, she's starting to think, like, maybe it's an emotional thing, because we're digging, we're doing CAT scans. Listen, I don't want to go into too many details. First of all, there's nothing to worry about.
We could say that, though. Everything is totally fine.
Everything is fine. It just don't sound.
It doesn't sound. I wish that they could take like how they liposuction people with fat, stick a tube in there and just suck out all that fucking phlegm.
It's not like I eat bad.
Just suck it out.
I don't eat poorly.
Well, what are you eating to cause so much shit?
I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know, because you see the phlegm.
I see it. I'm around it. I've been experiencing it for 15 years. I can't imagine what it's like to live with you. I don't even live with you. And it's like, oh, man, we've had enough. But I mean, I feel for you because you're the one that has to deal with it.
I know.
But everyone around you has to deal with it, too.
I know shit. That's what I'm saying. So you're going to wear the jacket
and you
the whole
this
time?
Stupid fucking
keep my
beanie
hat
is
here,
like,
man. Don't touch my hat. Don't touch my hat.
It's like a part of the decor of the studio here.
That looks good there. I just centered it.
Can I just see the hat?
You put it on.
Maybe I look better with the hat.
You look stupid with that hat.
Nope.
Let me see.
Actually, I don't look that bad.
You look
right?
Dumb.
It's kind of like how Pharrell
in
has
my hat.
Not only dumb. I think everybody looks dumb in this hat, right? No one pulls this hat off, right?
Okay, wear it. Whatever the.
Well, I actually think I look, and not just because it's me, but I think I look better.
Let me see now. Right. Now compare it to me.
Let's see it. No, for some reason it just doesn't work.
I don't know why hats don't work with me. I don't know.
You look like a Conehead, man. You look like one of the Coneheads.
But I'm like kind of like, oh, you know, it's like up here,
yeah,
like, you know,
casual.
Like Dave Grohl, like it's
no,
up here.
No, it's not a casual thing.
All right, whatever, man. Let's forget all that. Forget all that. Forget all that.
What's going on with you?
What's going on with me is we're doing the Wendy Williams Show. We've had a fantastic week on the Wendy Williams Show. Let me tell you something. We have had a great time. Boom, down the barrel, Eden. The Wendy Williams Show this week has been spectacular. I'm not going to lie. I think it's been the best shows, the best five shows that I've done. I'm coming back the week of February 28th. If you guys have been watching I Am Rapport Stereo podcast fans, go on there, leave a comment. Let them know what you think. At times, two shot, boom, I felt like I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah. That's great.
I mean, you see me. You were there.
You are in your element. I never thought I would say. I mean, you always fucking deliver.
It's a trip, though.
You're Mr. Daytime TV.
Who would have thought? My wife even said it. She goes, I can't believe it.
And you're doing a great job. And you're not like, I mean,
I don't curse. They haven't had to tell me one thing I've said wrong.
Has anyone come over to you in the beginning and just been like, you can't curse? Or have they been on you with that?
In the beginning, they said you can't curse, and I go, I know, and I go, I also know why you would say
right
you can't curse, but it's not the cursing that I'm concerned about. I know how to speak without cursing.
Because even my grandma called me the other day, and she was like, I just saw a video from Michael, and she's 95. I just saw a video from Michael on my Instagram. I don't know why she's on Instagram, and she said he has got one of the most filthy mouths.
Well, fuck her.
I'm just kidding. No, you know what?
That was a joke there.
That's a funny joke.
That was a joke. Clip that. Insulting. Clip that for later
elders,
on.
Elders, man.
And then clip that. That's good right there. I like that.
Yeah.
But
you're proving everyone wrong.
I know how to. It's not the cursing. It's the content.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about, let's say the other day we were talking about Madonna, you know, and it's that ass. She's out there again on Instagram with that fake ass. And I've already talked about it. I've said, I'm not to body shame anybody. Who am I to body shame anybody? Who is anybody to body shame anybody? Me, of course. But that's not my agenda. It's not about looking good or not looking good. It's that ass looks unhealthy. And we're both watchers of TLC.
Yes.
I watch reality shows. Botched. I don't want to see Madonna on Botched talking to Dr. Dubrow and going, yo, can you fix my ass? And it's like the material girl is putting different kinds of materials in her ass, two shot. And it concerns me. It concerns me. So when I'm talking about Madonna's ass, that's when I have to like be a little bit more careful because they're canceling people left and right. And I, you know, the other day that we did a thing about DJ Khaled.
Right.
DJ Khaled.
Khaled.
Who I mispronounce his name all the time. Not on purpose. DJ I grew up, Khaled. I had a good friend named Khalid. DJ Khaled's name is pronounced DJ Khaled, but there's no I in it. Yeah. So the Khaled screws me up every time I pronounce it because his name, I believe, is spelled L-E-D.
You might be dyslexic.
No, it's not that.
Okay.
Maybe his name is misspelled. And
nope, he spelled his name right.
Okay, but the point is it's Black History Month on the Wendy Williams Show. It's Black History Month. We celebrate you know, something and we acknowledge it every day. And I'm thinking to myself, if I say DJ Khaled's name three times wrong during a 5-minute segment, I'm going to get fucking canceled. Like, this,
oh,
is,
come
in the,
on.
This is in the back of my head.
Really? But can you say the word ass? Can you say ass? Can you say Madonna's ass?
I ask him what I can say. I could, the other day I was able to say trashy whore.
No.
Trash, because somebody on The Real Housewives said trashy whore.
Trashy whore is a lot worse than saying the F word, in
I
my
agree.
Opinion.
But one Real Housewife called another Real Housewife a trashy whore. And okay. I said, if I am quoting the Real Housewife who called the other Real Housewife trashy whore, can I say trashy whore on the show? And they said, go for it. I'm like, wow. So awesome. You just don't always know the rules and regulations. So when you talk about getting in trouble,
yeah,
in that form, it's that. But I always edge on the side of, if you didn't ask, if you didn't clear it, don't say it.
But have you ever gotten into a situation where you accidentally slipped on anything?
Nope. I haven't had any trouble. I haven't had to apologize for anything. I did. The only time I ever had to apologize on television was probably, let's say, I don't know, eight years ago. I don't remember how many years ago. I was doing an ESPN show. This is, I can't remember what the show was. But I said that Bill Belichick, he's up there acting stupid. He's up there acting like a retard. Mm. I said that on live TV. They came back and I was like, I am sorry for what I said. ESPN is not responsible for what I said. But that's the only time I've ever said anything needed to be fixed.
Addressed.
On any live TV, let alone on the Wendy Williams Show. But the Wendy Williams Show, because I'm discussing women, it's mostly women. It's not even just the women. It's just the time that we're living in. We're living in such a fucked up time.
Walking on eggshells. I mean, if you said the R word, see, I'm like conditioned. I can't even say that. But if you said that, the R word now, you'd have a whole apology tour. I mean, you'd be trending on Twitter for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we're coming out of the week where Whoopi Goldberg at the beginning of the week said that the Holocaust, play the clip, Miles Jordan.
The Holocaust isn't about race.
No.
It's not about
maybe
race.
Maybe ethnicity. Well,
they no, consider it's Jews about a different race.
But it's not about race. It's not about
what
race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about.
But it's about white supremacy.
But these are two Romans. White groups of people.
I went on Instagram right away because I was like, nope, nope, nope. And I like, everybody likes Whoopi
Goldberg. I love her. I'm disappointed to hear that.
And eventually she wound up apologizing. No, first she went on Stephen Colbert and she sort of doubled down.
She doubled down on Stephen Colbert.
And then I think she saw my Instagram video. This is what I've been told.
She may or may not have seen
it. Because out of all the Jews, I was the only one who said nope, 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 nope with my camera. And eventually she wound up speaking to somebody from the Holocaust you know, Memorial Foundation or the JD. I don't know who she talked to. And she eventually went up and apologized. And then she eventually went on back on The View and she apologized. And now she has a 2-week suspension. I want to say this. I don't believe in suspensions. I don't believe in firing. As far as Whoopi Goldberg is concerned, what she said I didn't like, what she said I didn't agree with, what she said was wrong. In my Instagram video, I said she needs to apologize. She did apologize. I'm good with that. I don't agree with people getting fired. I didn't agree with Shane Gillis getting fired with Saturday Night Live, and I'm sure Saturday Night Live will cover the whole Whoopi Goldberg thing this week. But you should mention that you guys let Shane Gillis get fired. I didn't agree with Roseanne Barr getting fired. I'm not down with the firing. I'm not down with the canceling of the subscriptions for the Joe Rogan thing. I'm not down with any of that shit. I believe that people should be able to say things. People should be able to say the right things. People should be able to say the wrong things. And this cancel will sending you off. There's no redemption. There's no apology. There's no forgiveness. I think it sucks big elephant dick. I think it sucks big elephant dick. Okay, so DeSean Jackson, people have said things. People say things about all sorts of people. There's some things that are unforgivable, but you know, when celebrities are saying things, you should be fired. This Real Housewife, this person should be fired. I'm not down with any of that shit. I'm not down with comedians being censored. I'm not down with Joe Rogan being censored. Listen, we all know the line, but people have done this to themselves. You did this to yourself. You fired Shane Gillis. Who else have they fired?
Roseanne. She sent a tweet out.
Roseanne Barr.
She woke up from that Ambien that next morning, was already gone.
But what she said, she didn't even know the woman was black.
Yeah.
I believe with what she said. I believe what Roseanne Barr said. Just like when DeSean Jackson, the football player, you know, quoted and posted the Holocaust quote or the Hitler quote on his Instagram page. He apologized. Nick Cannon. I love Nick Cannon. People should be able to learn from their mistakes. This firing cast them to the side. I'm not down with that. The Real Housewife of Salt Lake City, she posted some shit. I'm quoting out of context here, and I'm not quoting verbatim, but she said something about some of the Black Lives Matter protesters are behaving, I believe she said, like thugs. Some of these motherfuckers were crying. It doesn't mean the black ones were, the white ones. Some of these motherfuckers were breaking into shit. They weren't protesters. They were just there to steal shit from the Nike store and steal shit from the Montclair store. The point is that I believe in forgiveness. I believe in redemption. And I believe that people should be able to make mistakes, because what we're doing now is I'm up there talking about Madonna and on a daytime talk show, you know, making light about something. And I don't know what I should say or what I shouldn't say without, you know, I'm afraid like you're going to come down with the fucking stick on me. I'm not with it. I don't like it. And I don't support it.
I agree with you. There's a lot of repercussions out there for saying how you feel, and everyone should be able to fucking say, you know, it's just, that's their opinion. I mean, if you're racist and shit like that, you deserve to be canceled.
Right.
That's one thing. But I don't know. Having your own opinion.
Whoopi Goldberg misspoke.
Yeah.
She's not dumb. We all know that Whoopi Goldberg is not dumb. We know that Whoopi Goldberg is a worldly artist who's smart, who's thoughtful. She ain't dumb. She said something that was incorrect and not based in the reality. And like I said, if I went on any show and said that slavery, it wasn't about race, it was just about bad people being bad, I would literally be evaporated. Like, you wouldn't see me anymore. Like, it would be not like, I'm taking a break, or, I'm putting out a statement. Like, they'd be like, where did he go? Like, I don't know. Yeah. My mom and dad would be like, I have no idea where he is. I would just disappear. If I said that, there would be no coming back. There would be no 2-week suspension for me or any other person saying that slavery wasn't about race. It was just about, you know, people doing bad onto other people. So
you would go where all the other canceled comedians
are. Where are they though?
Patreon. They all go to Patreon. They're like, you can't, I'm fired from YouTube.
Good clip there too. Right.
I'm fired from YouTube, but I'm selling my podcast on Patreon.
Yeah, it's like all $7.99. You could get $7.99. You could have all the podcasts for $7.99, or you could sign up today for $3.99.
Right. And we still need to make that show, Comedians in Cars Getting Canceled.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole
season.
Now we
have Louis C.K.
We got a great
Gilbert Gottfried.
What happened to Gilbert Gottfried?
Remember they fucking shut down Gilbert Gottfried? He was the Affleck, but he...
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Comedians in Cars Getting Canceled.
Amazing.
This Iron Rapport Stereo podcast is supported by Manscaped. Manscaped is for men who do not like to risk getting a nick or a nip down there, fellas. We have all been there, Dean.
Oh my God, the amount of fucking little, like, I mean, I've clipped myself many times before manscaping.
You've been rocking with Manscaped for like 3 years, right?
It has changed my whole grooming game. And not to mention, I saw them on Shark Tank. And I think that was my first introduction to them. I was like, manscaping, I got to get into this.
Are you bald? You shave your whole bush? Or?
I don't shave the whole
bush.
No. I
because you can nice do it little, all with Manscaped.
Yeah, there's a lot of trimming.
Are you into that? You shave your taint?
No, I don't shave the taint. No, I don't
you trim?
Shave the taint. I trim, for sure.
Keep it lean in me.
I absolutely.
You can do it all. Eye hair. Eyebrows.
Ear hair for you.
Nose.
Right?
I don't have ear hair. I don't have ear hair. But if I did have ear hair, I would use my Manscaped clippers. The Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped has arrived, and it is a game changer.
I'm using it tonight. I have a date tonight. I'm using it before I go on this date. I know I will be in business.
Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. It's the Weed Whacker and Ear, Nose, Hair trimmer. Crop Preserver, Bowl Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies.
Use the Weed Whacker?
What?
Use the Weed Whacker?
First of all, the Lawnmower 4.0. The Lawnmower 4.0 is the future of grooming. And dare I say, the greatest below-the-belt trimmer ever. It's waterproof, okay? It's also got an LED spotlight where you need that precise shave. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and provides proprietary skin-safe TM technology. This thing's going to change the world. This is going to change the world. Reduce nicks, snags, tugs in those delicate nose holes. The Crop Preserver TM Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner will change the way you approach your hygiene. You down with the Crop Preserver TM Ball Deodorant?
I love it, man. The Lawnmower and the Weed Whacker are two of my personal faves. I get right in there and it's glorious.
Take care of yourself. Go to manscaped.com and get 20, not 10, get 20% off and free shipping worldwide with the code Rappaport. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Rappaport at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping. Manscaped.com. Use the promo code Rappaport. Listen, I want to learn a new language this year. It's happening. Okay. And I am already deep into practicing at Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons for real-world use. It's so easy to use while I'm on the road. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. There's so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can get access to podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel, Babbel.com. This is also a great gift. You could do it with your girlfriend, do it with your boyfriend, do it with a family member. Valentine's Day. That's Babbel.com. Promo code CHAMP. Babbel, Babbel.com. Code is CHAMP. Babbel, language for life. And we're back.
You think maybe, is it like the placement of the beanie that looks bad? Maybe I rock it like far back, so it's like,
with your greasy little fucking head.
I washed it this morning. But maybe you just have to have
hair. No, you look, that looks ridiculous. Like,
I actually
have my
think
bangs
that
back. That's like some, you're not David Beckham. You don't look cute.
But why is that? Like, I wear the exact same thing that David Beckham wears, but it's like crazy for me to wear that.
You keep striving. Your role models should be people like Larry David.
You know what?
Jerry Seinfeld. Adam Sandler at the most.
Okay.
Like, Ben Stiller, like keep it in a Jewy,
okay,
you know, Groucho Marx.
No, you don't have to go Groucho Marx. Like, I understand Larry David.
Like, when you start talking about like, oh, why don't I look like Ben Affleck when I'm wearing a Ben Affleck hat? Or why don't I look like Matt Damon? You're always, it's always Brad Pitt,
Matt Damon,
David Beckham. You're never going to look like those guys.
I just
ever.
Don't know why. You know what I mean? I understand genetics and that like I was passed.
It's the nose.
What about the nose, man?
It's the nose, it's the chin.
You said that so confidently. Like, it's the nose.
I have the same thing.
No, don't put me in the same category.
I want to say another thing about the Jews. One of the reasons why people think they could say anything they want about the Jews is this. We don't come off, and we're not tough. We're not scary. People are not afraid of us. Okay? When I rattle off the Jews, I go Einstein, Groucho Marx, Larry David, Woody Allen, and at the front of the line is Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen. People aren't like, uh-oh, watch out for that fucking crew. This is why people think they could say anything they want about the Jews. You're not afraid of Jewish men in yarmulkes. You're not afraid of Jewish men in full, what is it called?
Talluses.
And we don't have that intimidation factor. So you feel like you could say anything. Obviously, there's, like, if you, like, black people, you motherfuckers like Kimbo Slice, the late, great Kimbo Slice. You know, they're scary motherfuckers. And you know motherfuckers will fuck you up. You just know motherfuckers will fuck up. When I say, we're going to have Larry David at the front of the line to protect all the Jews, you're not fucking frightened. When Sarah Silverman is at the front of the line, this is what happens. This is why people say anything they want about the Jews and they feel like they could be like, well, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and no repercussions. You know, in this day and age, if you say the N-word, you're getting fucked up by somebody. It might be like a 9-year-old who's going to, you're going to get fucked up. The Jews, we don't have that intimidation factor. Chinese people, Asian people, Korean people, Oriental people in the 70s, and I've said this before, when Bruce Lee was popping, motherfuckers weren't talking all that shit. You see all the hate crimes against Asian people? That's because that wore off. In the 70s and 80s, I grew up in New York. If you were Asian, you didn't fuck around because we grew up watching Bruce Lee movies. Hispanic people, you know, they're going to throw down. Mexicans, they're going to throw the fuck down. The Jews, it's like, we just don't have that thing going for us. Two shot.
But there is one group. There is a community of Jews in Hancock Park in Los Angeles that I think... I am actually scared of these guys. They roll around like a mob of Hasidic Jews. They're like a gang. Like, it's like some Goodfellas
shit. I fuck with those.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? I've seen them out there. They're intimidating.
You know, but you know why I think they're intimidating? I think that they're intimidating because they have on this, like, they have on the trench coats and all that shit. We haven't seen them actually get busy.
That's true.
I know what you're talking about. They smoke cigarettes.
They smoke cigarettes, but like I'll pull up to a stop sign and then like a bunch of them will cross and they don't look at me. They don't say thank you. It's like they're entitled. Like, yeah, I'm crossing. You're going to let me cross
like
and we're going to have a problem.
From the 30s and the 40s, but it's because of the way they dress. I'm not saying I want to fuck with them because they do have that look. And it's weird because they're so religious, but they're always smoking cigarettes.
Right. I don't know how that's...
Right. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I do.
And a lot of them look like they're not shaving. They look like they could tear shit up, but I haven't seen them actually tear shit up. When there's a Jewish guy like Kimbo Slice, when there's a Jewish Kimbo Slice out there who's backyard brawling with the haircut, fucking people up, that'll do more.
I agree.
For the Jewish community.
We need better representation than people like Seth Rogen and Larry David. I love these guys, but
I'm
it's
saying
like, come
as far
on.
As far as like...
Yeah, like as tough guys go, because then you wouldn't...
We need a Kimbo Slicestein.
We need you in our corner.
We need a guy Kimbo like Slicestein. That, like fucking shit up. Another thing about the Jews, and I don't want to go too Jew heavy here, Jeffrey Rush, great actor.
Yes, amazing actor.
I mean, he's an excellent actor. He just got cast to play the second most influential Jew in history, Groucho Marx. Now, Jeffrey Rush is not a Jew. Jeffrey Rush also played Einstein, arguably the single greatest most influential Jew in history. Again, this goes back to the cancel culture. This goes back to the bullshit. This goes back to the double standards. Covered it in detail on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I said, when they canceled Scarlett Johansson to play a transgender
person down the barrel. I was adamant. Twitter, LGBTQ Twitter was all over this, down the barrel at him. I was all over this. I was like, it is ridiculous if you think you need a transgender person to play a transgender character. It is ridiculous if you think you need a mobster to play a mobster. It is ridiculous if you think you need a boxer to play a real boxer. It is ridiculous if you think you need a real deaf person to play a real deaf person. It is ridiculous if you think you need a handicapped person to play a real handicapped person. Denzel Washington, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Christian Bale, they would have no careers if that was the rules. We should have just got a real gangster to play American Gangster.
It's acting. I mean, that's what being an actor is. I mean, Scarlett Johansson got into all that shit a couple years ago for playing that comic book character that was like Asian, right? Or something. And she was like, look, if I want to play a tree, if I want to play a dog, if I want to play this character, like, I'm a fucking actor.
But then she backed up when she got cast, I can't remember the name of the project, to play a transgender male or transgender female. I don't remember. Yeah. The part never got made. I think it was a guy who went trans. See, I can't even say that. She was going to play a guy that transitioned to a woman. She was going to play a transgender man. And eventually, the project got shut down. And the project will never get made. By the way, that film and that story of that transgender man will never, ever get made. Ever. Because there probably was a budget. And that's why you need somebody like Scarlett Johansson to get it done. The point is that Jeffrey Rush, non-Jew, he's playing Jews all the time.
Is that right? He's playing Jews all the time.
All the time. He's playing Jews all the time.
But what about his character in Pirates of the Caribbean? Was he Jewish in that?
What does it have to do with it?
I was just wondering if he was like a Jewish pirate. Because he's not playing Jews all the time. He was in Pirates, right?
What are you talking about?
No, I think he was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't know if he plays Jews in every role.
Okay,
I'm just saying he played. That's not the point. The point is, I want that same energy from Twitter, from social media.
Right.
Because if you're going to be upset about Scarlett Johansson being miscast and it's not right for non-trans people to play trans, I want
a Jew in that role.
I want a Jew in that role.
Okay. We don't want Jeffrey Rush in that role.
No, and he's
unless
great.
He's a. Yeah. Is he a Jew?
He ain't a Jew.
Then we don't want you in that role.
Right. Because
cancel the fucking project.
That's what
then.
I'm saying. And
we want people to be outspoken on Twitter. We want the fucking Twitterverse.
And they won't be. And the point is I'm being facetious here with this. I think Jeffrey Rush is one of the greatest actors of all time. And he has every right to play Groucho Marx, to play Einstein, to play any Jew he wants. The point is the double standards, which goes back to the Whoopi Goldberg and the Shane Gillis and all the cancel shit, okay? But if you're going to be upset about Scarlett Johansson playing a trans person, I want that same energy from that same group of people for Jeffrey Rush playing non-Jews. Jeffrey Rush, do you have a Jew fetish?
Yeah, what's that about?
You got a Jew fetish? Well, what's your thing? Also, great show. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Mrs. Maisel, she's not Jewish. My guy on there, the father, he ain't Jewish. Why is it with the Jews? It's nothing. No, I want two shot. I want some anger. I want some visceral. I want some cancellation. I want some fucking hashtags. Zoe right. Saldana.
What about
she
her?
Played Nina Simone. Everybody was up in arms that she wasn't dark skinned enough. I want those same people complaining that non-Jews are playing Jews every single day. I want it.
Remember Trans America? Remember that movie Trans America?
Yes.
With Felicity Huffman?
Yep.
She won Best Actress for that. She was a transgender woman or she was yes. transitioning into a man. That was a great movie. I say cancel that fucking movie while we're at it.
And cancel her.
And revoke her Oscar. Maybe and revoke the Oscar.
I say cancel. We cancel.
We cancel her.
Al Pacino. He's not a gangster. He played way too many gangsters. He's not Cuban. Scarface. Cancel right. Scarface.
He's doing accents. He's Eddie doing Redmayne accents. And the Danish Girl. Oh. Maybe we take that Oscar back.
Yeah. Denzel Washington. How dare you play a boxer? You're not a real boxer.
And did he have AIDS in Philadelphia? Or was that
Tom Hanks? Cancel Tom Hanks.
Right.
Tom Hanks.
Because he didn't have AIDS.
Yeah, he didn't have AIDS. He's not gay. We need to cancel Tom Hanks. We need to cancel Philadelphia. We need to cancel the director. We need to cancel whoever casted the movie. You know, again, Al Pacino, Scarface, He played gangsters.
Yeah.
He's Carlito's way. How dare you play? Oh, actually, Al Pacino's a half Puerto Rican.
Okay, well, he might get a little.
Robert De Niro? Bye-bye, yeah, asshole.
You're not a boxer, bro.
Meryl Streep? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. We got to get rid of all these motherfuckers ASAP today.
Can you imagine?
I mean, we got to cancel all. And anybody who is associated with the projects, they're like the Nazis standing around.
Right, right.
Like, you know, like just like, I don't know. I don't know.
They condone it all.
I want the catering people.
The crew, the catering.
All those people, the crew of Philadelphia. We got to get rid of you motherfuckers.
Right.
Right what?
I was just debating if I should take off my trench coat.
Take it. You're hot now, right?
Well, it is a little warm, but it could be.
Aren't you hot? You have on long underwear.
Yeah.
Long underwear shirt, a trench coat, and a scarf.
Well, I wish you just called me the other day and was like, hey, you know, it was 15 degrees, but now it's like sunny weather. Like kids are in shorts and stuff. I would have liked to have known that. That would have been a good tip before I got out here and wore these fucking boots and long underwear.
The boots and all. I told you this morning, you were like, you said I'm
okay, but I do look good.
Because you look crazy. And I could tell you're hot. You're starting to like.
Yeah, I'm sweating now. I am Rappaport Podcast.
On this very podcast, I have talked at length about how hard it is to cut the cord on these streaming subscriptions, these online subscriptions. They're trying to screw you left, right, and center. If you're suffering from way too many subscriptions, there is a way out, and you do not even have to talk to anybody. Let Truebill do the work and set you free. Save you money, save you time, save you hassle, save you stress. Let Truebill do the work. Average users save $720 a year using Truebill. I have already saved $436 myself. My wife saved $222 so far. We just started using the Truebill app. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you do not need, do not want, or simply forgot about. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, $9 here, $4 there. Truebill has over 2 million users and has helped save them over $100 million. 2 million users and has saved them over $100 million. I'm telling you, I already use it. I love it. Like Truebill users, Matthew B., who says, in a matter of seconds, I saved $660 for the year on my DirecTV bill, saved $120 for my year on the SiriusXM bill, and saved $840 a year on car insurance. Personally, I am telling you, I can't stand when they bill you. You don't see them coming. You don't know where they're coming from, robbing you and ripping you off. Do not fall for these subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/champ. Truebill.com/champ. I don't promote it if I don't use it. I do not promote it if I do not use it. Go to Truebill.com/champ. It could save you literally thousands of dollars a year. Boom, and we're back. So, Dean, without getting too personal.
Yes. No, keep it personal. I'll answer anything. What's on your mind?
That's what I was going to ask you. Let me ask the question.
Okay, I'm asking you to ask me the question.
But you don't have to ask me to ask the question. You could just say,
what's on your mind?
No,
the floor is yours, brother. Tell me what's been happening. What's going on in that head?
What I was gonna say is
shoot.
You ready to let me ask the question?
I'm waiting.
While we're in New York.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Okay, go ahead.
While we're in New York, you got any ladies lined up? Because you're still very single and very ready to mingle.
Yes.
And by the way, the young shooter will be in Tacoma this weekend. The young shooter will be with me in Tacoma this weekend. We're doing 4 shows. Mamiel Emil, Joaquim is opening. Great comic.
Amazing.
He's really, really
cool
good.
Cool dude.
Really cool dude. And the shooter will be in Tacoma.
100%.
You want to put it out there? You want to cast your line?
It's not even like I need to put it out there. The flight is booked. I'm going to be there. I'm not pulling out. There's no random procedures going on.
You're not shooting any commercials this week?
I'm not shooting any commercials this week. I like that. This week. Because I could be in a couple of weeks.
We want you to.
For now, we're definitely going to be in Tacoma. I don't know if I told you, but I am smoking again, by the way.
Are you?
I had a 7-month break, just about 7 months. I cracked. I was out with Logan and we were going to go see Spider-Man. And I was like, fuck, I don't know. I just been wanting to smoke. And so I did end up breaking that. And so Tacoma, I think it's legal out there. And,
is it?
Yes. Yeah, so we might be getting crazy.
What is it? What state is it? Wyoming?
Wyoming?
Tacoma, Wyoming? Know,
are you fucking stupid? You're going to don't say that.
Where
to
is
the
it?
Crowd. It's in Washington.
Tacoma,
what do you mean,
Washington.
Tacoma, Wyoming.
A simple fucking mistake.
Not really.
Tacoma, Washington. I said Wyoming. It's both right. With a W.
You'll insult the whole fucking state there if you go out there.
I love those people.
All right. No, I think it's decriminalized. Like, I think mushrooms and acid and all
so
that.
So how's been your entry back into smoking?
It's been chill. I already got some weed out here in New York. I'm staying at a hotel, but the room does say smoking fee $500 if you smoke in the room. But I think that there might be a discrepancy. Like, maybe it's not weed. Maybe they're just talking about tobacco. So I've been lighting it.
No.
Blowing it out the window.
I'm paying for the hotel.
I know. And that's
if
why.
If you smoke in the room and there's a $500 fee, that's on you, asshole.
Well, I just maybe check the statements like
you
after
check
I leave.
The statement.
Well, it's you're paying for it.
But
so
you
I'm
check
just saying,
the
keep an eye out for it.
No.
I don't think you're going to get charged, but I have been doing it every night, like just out the window, and I'll try and air it out. But if you get
my
that
man,
charge,
if you
just
get charged $500 for smoking weed in a hotel room that I'm paying for, that's your cost.
That's your cost because the credit card's under your name. But I can promise you that next time it won't happen again. Like, I'll make sure that I wouldn't do that in the room. I just figured I'm
why
smoking out of
this
a piece.
Time?
Well, I'm not smoking a joint. Well, what do you mean, why am I doing this time?
Why are you like, next time it won't happen, but you're going to continue to do it all week?
Well, I have a couple more days. I'm not just going to like toss the weed out.
No, you don't have to toss the weed out. Now,
just look at the statement.
I'm going to look at
the incidentals and all that.
When we go.
And I might have put a couple of cheeseburgers and pizzas on the room too.
Dean, that's.
I just want you to just be aware that if you get the statement, you go, whoa, I was planning on spending a couple hundred, not a couple thousand. I added some things to the room.
If you have a girl come to your room and you get a girl a cheeseburger and you charge me for it, I'm going to physically.
You're not going to physically do anything.
Oh, I'm going to
physically
assault
me.
Do
no,
something.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm going to do something to you. Figure
you're not going
to
do it. You're not going to do any physical harm to me whatsoever.
I'll leg lock you.
You're not going to do anything to my legs.
I'll leg lock you in those fucking Prada boots.
No, you won't. I got problems with my ankle. You're not getting anywhere near my fucking legs.
I'll twist your bad ankle. I'll twist your bad. If you.
No, you're not twisting my bad ankle.
If you have a girl come to a hotel room that.
That's going to happen.
That production is paying for, and you charge production for cheeseburgers for your girl.
It could be a.
You're getting some ramifications, and it could be in the form of an ankle twist.
No, it ain't an ankle twist. But I might order pizza. They did have a bottle of wine with two glasses in the room for me, so I just figured that there is a girl out here that I am planning on seeing either tonight or tomorrow.
What nationality?
Brazilian.
What, is this the Brazilian that you've seen before?
I have seen her before. She's great, but she is Brazilian, and I really love Brazilian women. Brazilian women.
Who doesn't?
God,
I mean, who?
Just fantastic people.
Who doesn't?
Amazing people.
Have you ever seen Brazilian porn? In your whole...
For sure.
But specifically Brazilian porn?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yo, I mean, I remember seeing Brazilian porn when it was still on videotape, and I was like, yo, the fuck is going on out there, man? Like, I seen some Brazilian porn, and I was like, yo, this is some wild shit down there.
And you can converse. I mean, yes, there's a
what
language.
Mean you can converse.
There's a language barrier, but when I went on a date with this particular girl, like
you
we got a drink.
With this?
Yeah, like
because it ain't Spanish. It's
Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Yeah.
So that's like a whole other
it's
thing.
It's a whole other thing.
So you're gonna go out on a date with her in New York?
Yeah, she'll probably come over to the hotel. I might get a drink at the rooftop bar. I don't
and
know.
Put it in your name.
Well, it's the whole room is under your name. So we'll
if
figure
put,
out the Venmo
if
later.
You put it.
In
if you,
your
if
name.
You put it in my name, the drink in the rooftop bar, that's when we get in the ankle bars.
Okay, I don't know if they're going to charge me or not. I'm
they're
just saying look
you.
Out for the incidentals.
You look out
just
for
contact
the incidentals.
Me. You got my number.
You look out
I
for
am,
the incidentals.
I am. Well, I can't. I don't get the receipt at the end of the trip.
No, yes, you do.
No, you get the receipt.
Okay. So are you going to see...
You should be proud that I'm having...
How could you not be seeing your Brazilian girl? You have an entire week in New York. I would have had that shit, like as soon as you got to the hotel, I would have had that lined up.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing her. She said that she's going to make time. She started work again, but she's going to make the time to make it happen. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. And I have the whole room and the hotel and the rooftop bar and the wine and the snack
and
bar.
None of that's on me. None of that shit is on me.
Well, it's definitely not on me.
My man.
You know what I'm saying?
None of that shit is on me, homie. None of that shit is on me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but...
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Because you got that bad ankle. Well, twist that fucker. Don't what, you got plate screws in that
plate
puppy?
Screws. I'm looking to get it removed, actually. Probably in March, I'm getting it all removed.
Okay.
All anyway.
Right. What else is going on?
So we are going to Tacoma, and we're going to be seeing Jackass. Jackass premieres while we're out in Tacoma. And you and I have seen, like, the last three Jackasses together.
Break down the history.
Well, I mean, I saw
my kids...
God, I mean, I saw the first Jackass, and when did the first Jackass come out? 2002, probably.
Right.
I saw Jackass in 2002. I was 12. Then I think I saw the second one with you while we were doing the war at home.
With my kids.
Maybe.
Because I know we saw one of them with my kids.
In like 2006.
When they were little.
Yeah. And then we saw...
They might be the three.
This is the last hurrah.
This is Jackass 4?
I think so. They got to end it now.
No, because Johnny Knoxville said... That they're bringing up through the ranks more Jackasses, and that he'll always be a part of it, but he won't do the heavy stunts anymore.
Yeah, he shouldn't. I mean, don't do the heavy stunts anymore.
You've Johnny Knoxville's like a fighter.
Yeah,
Johnny Knoxville is like a boxer.
Yes,
you don't need to go 12 rounds anymore. Be a commentator. Be a part of the Jackass movies. Maybe you get smacked like with one of those cushion things. We don't need you to do anything anymore. You're like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville is the Tom Brady of stunts. You can retire. You can end it. If you want to be a part of the team, we need you to be a part of the team. Your presence, your charisma, your star power, it works. But you, if Tom Brady could retire from it, Johnny Knoxville, my man. So you gave us years.
Golden years. And you need to know when to retire because we don't want to see anything bad
happen. When did he start? When did Jackass first start the TV show? Tom Brady did it for 22 years. I bet you that Johnny Knoxville's been doing it just
more. It's got to be more.
Just the show?
I mean.
The show started in.
What was it 98, 99?
2000.
Johnny Knoxville. Yo, that's almost the same. That's.
And he was doing shit before Jack, like CKY and all that shit.
Johnny Knoxville, yo. Tom Brady, shut it down. Shut it down. We don't need you to take any more hits. Bulls. Hits to the fucking balls. Pellet guns to the asshole. You could, but be a part of it. He said he's going to be a part of it on Howard Stern.
Yeah, he did. He's a silver fox now. He's dyeing his hair.
Icon. That whole crew, you guys don't need to.
Untouchable.
They're untouchable.
And the amount of people they've inspired. I mean, all these TikTok and YouTubers. I mean, they all get it from that crew. They started a whole movement.
They laugh when they're getting tased to the tongue.
No, they're different. They're a different breed.
Would you ever get a taser to the tongue?
You couldn't. No.
That girl is doing a taser to her tongue. Rachel Wolfson.
She's that comedian,
Have you seen her do comedy?
I've seen some clips and
stuff. Have we seen her do comedy in L.A.?
We must have at some point.
She's doing a tase to the tongue.
Is that for real?
Yeah. You know that nothing, there's no amount of money that would get me to
do that? I don't think, for me either.
But if you were on the set of Jackass, because when you're on the set, it's all fair.
I would never be on that set.
I wouldn't
I'd be terrified.
On the set either. I'd be frightened.
You'd be a craft service
I'd be
in the fucking...
myself.
Me too.
Like, I would literally, when I walked on there, I'd have an ulcerative colitis flare up.
Right.
Like, I would shit myself just from, like, because you don't know what's coming.
You don't know what's happening.
But salute. Yeah, we're going to see that.
100%. We'll give you our review once we're done. But I'll be smoking. Well, maybe we'll smoke together in the fucking
thing. I can't smoke with you out there.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is too much bronca. Have you heard me cough on this podcast?
Yeah, a few times.
You think I should be smoking?
No, maybe we get an edible for you or something.
Maybe an edible. Figure it out. Anyway. I don't know what more we could do.
I'm just glad you are healthy, though. Because you're healthy. You may not look it, but you're healthy.
I look healthy.
No, you do look. No, you definitely look healthy. I'm just saying you may not sound it.
There you go.
You look healthy.
I look healthy.
You don't, when you wear the beanie, you don't.
I look healthy. I don't sound healthy. And I understand that. Anybody who's been around me for an extended period of time.
That's like when you said, I'm not fat. I just had a fat face. That was great.
But you know what? The crazy thing is they were, you know, when we're doing the Wendy Williams show, they count down. So they'll be like a minute 30 because you're going on live TV. Then they'll go a minute. Then they'll go 30 seconds.
Yeah.
At 30 seconds the other day, I started having a coughing fit.
Man, that's.
And the dude was like, he's never seen. Yes. And I'm like, I'm good. And he's like, they're like 15 seconds. I'm like,
five seconds.
And I just, you know.
You have never had a coughing fit on the show, though, right? Knock on wood. That's
why my wife and the doctor would be like, well, you're definitely phlegmy. you're definitely inflamed.
But how do you choose when to
It's not choose. I'm trying to figure out the psychology of
That's incredible. Like, if that was me, I'd be like, they'd be like, Dean Collins. I'd be out and just like, I'd be coughing right like off the bat.
They go, hey,
yeah.
Welcome. You're like, it's the Wendy Williams show. Guest hosting Michael Rappaport. How you doing?
How you doing?
Anyway. We came, saw, we disrupted. We came, saw,
we disrupted.
I'm Rappaport Stereo Podcast on tour, doing comedy. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. I want you to take us out of here right now. Take me out of here with something real nice. Yes. Take me out of here with something real proper. Okay. But most importantly, take us out of here with something real loud and real funky.
I am
Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Out.